Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And we've been joined live from Adelaide, in our Adelaide studios. It's the great Merrick Watts. How are you, Mez?
Hey, Mez. Great to be here, gentlemen. I know a lot of people are thinking he's in jail. He's in prison. What has he done? he's in some sort of purgatory. What's he been up to? No, just here finishing up the end of my tour.
How's it going? Comedy festival up and running. You had a ball.
Yeah, I had a good time here, and it's been interesting. Lots of stuff to see and do in Adelaide. I know that it, you know, sometimes gets a bit of jip, but it's a great place to visit. But having said that, I was almost tempted to. I lost my mind a little bit when I was shopping with my missus the other day, and I'm going to put it to you, gentlemen. Birkenstocks, yes or no?
It's not for me. I'm quite partial to the Birkenstocks. In fact, I got in trouble from my girlfriend when I wore them to the Flower Drum, which is basically a three Michelin hat restaurant. And she was
the Flower Drum.
And she was not happy at all. Too casual, she said. Why do you bring this up?
Because I was walking past the shops and I said, like, I'm not normally into Birkenstocks, but there's a new type of Birkenstock. Let's just call it the Birkenstock Max or Air Max, Birkenstock Air Max. And it's basically, it's like a shoe version of it. I went, that doesn't look bad. And my missus just went straight off her nut. And she went, absolutely not. No, you're not doing it. I said, I'm not even in the shop. And she goes, I don't care. Stop looking at it through the window. Yeah. You are not allowed to wear Birkenstocks. And I said, why not? She goes, they're for hippies and weirdos. And I went, oh, wow. Wow. I'm at least one of those things. And I'm not a hippie. So there you go. But she was like, hard no.
Well, what about Crocs? What's her, what'd she say about Crocs? She prefer you in a pair of Crocs?
No, I don't think she'd like me to wear Crocs, but I see the advantage of Crocs is that, like, if you go fishing and you fall overboard, a Birkenstocks are going to go straight to the bottom of the ocean, right? Yeah, there's no hippie in the world can dive that deep and go and get your Birkenstock back, whereas a Croc comfortably floats on top as a sort of apex predator of the shoe world within the ocean. So it's, I don't know, probably more likely a Croc, to be honest.
Here's my beef, Merrick. Women, as we know, who have a fetish for shoes and are quite capable of having 200 pairs in their closet, then can turn on you like a dime and start telling you what to wear on your feet.
Exactly. You should see how much she complains when I wear her shoes. Oh, goes right off. Right off. Get out of my heels. Why? They look good on me.
I think there's a time and a place for your Birkenstocks, and your Birkenstocks kind of in a beachside cafe, on your way or from the beach, might be good fun.
Yeah, because I can't do thongs.
Funerals.
Restaurants.
Yeah, five-star Michelin restaurants. I know, MG, you like to wear the thong, don't you? You're more of the the thong wearer.
I'm a rubber thong man.
I can't do them.
Kind of like the wealthier brother to Crocs, I think, the Birkenstocks, but the thongs are. I'm a black thong man. Just put the rubber thongs on and away I go.
I love the idea of the pluggers, but there's just, I always have a problem with any footwear, and this obviously goes back to my childhood, right? I can't wear anything that I can't run away from the police in.
Yeah, so true.
Here's my thing with thongs. The only time a thong should be worn is on the way to the showers in a caravan park. And that's the right time and place for your thong. And we're talking to Merrick Watts, who's live from our Adelaide studio, who's over there wowing him at the Fringe Festival. Not a dry on the house when he finishes. There's standing ovations.
Yep.
It's an absolute triumph.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there for a while, Mez. Mm-hmm. Who are you missing the most? I'm going to ask you honestly. Is it your wife, your children, or your Great Dane?
Look, I want so desperately to say my family. I really do. Yeah. Like, the core of me saying, say your children. Say your children.
You probably should.
But it's the dog. It's 100% it's the dog.
Wow.
There's no doubt. Look, it's got to the point now where I've been away for about 2 weeks. And with my wife in Sydney, I'll have a chat to her over the phone. And then she's like, do you want to talk to one of the kids? And I'm going, is there a way to put the dog on? Is there a way I can? I'm not joking. I made her put the phone to the dog's ear so I could talk to the dog. And then I asked things like, how's your day been? What have you been doing? What's happening? Have you found any new tennis balls? Stuff like that, because I get nothing from my kids.
You don't say that tone, but do you go, who's my beautiful girl? Who's my beautiful girl?
100%.
Yeah. When you go home, will you take a present for the Great Dane? Will you take a tennis ball? Or?
Absolutely. I'll get her a brand new ball, probably a bottle of wine as well, which is unsuitable for animals. I'm in Adelaide. It seems right. I 100% I will. I'll get her a little gift. I'll get her a little doggy gift of some kind, no doubt. What do you call it? Biltong, something like that. Buy that at the airport.
A friend of mine had three kids and they were always fighting over the tennis ball, right? So what he did is he went and got them a canister. They're three boys he has and they're always fighting over the tennis ball. So he goes, right. He went to a tennis shop and bought a tennis canister with three tennis balls in it.
Yep.
And he gave them a ball each. He said, there. So they spent the next half a day fighting over the canister. That is how boys' minds operate.
Yes.
Listen, mate, I've got to give you a Great Dane fact.
Please.
This is something I did not know, but I was listening to a 6-part podcast recently, and this came up. There was one Great Dane on board the Titanic. Yeah. So there were 12 dogs all up on the Titanic. Most of them were Airedales and smaller dogs, of course, for your natural rich environments. Now, being a lot of billionaires and millionaires on board, one of them brought their Great Dane on.
Amazing.
And the Great Dane was not allowed into a lifeboat. I would have thought it would be women, kids, and Great Danes.
I would have been wholesale chucking my family over the edge straight away. I would have been pushing people out of the life raft, going, make way for my beautiful, beautiful baby. Get out of my life raft. Because I can tell you right now, I can tell you how this scenario would have played out, right? If you look at the movie Titanic, which I've never actually seen, but I've seen enough clips of it. But the important thing is, right, is if you've got a Great Dane, and you've got somebody you've been having a relationship with, and there's a door, and you've got to make a decision. You know what's happening? Both the humans are going in the water, and the Great Dane is staying on the door.
You would dress your Great Dane up as a woman. You would disguise it in woman's clothing,
and you go, like Scooby Doo.
Here is my wife. Here is my wife. Please allow her.
Please stop calling her ugly. She's not ugly. She's Eastern European.
She's always loved licking my face. All right, that's just the way she is.
Hello, Mary.
So there it is. And isn't that an interesting? I had no idea. And now the Titanic is far more tragic to me.
Yes.
Than it ever was. And it should have been a Great Dane doing the King of the World with a tongue out.
Correct.
With a tongue out.
Holding it at the edge of the ship there, at the edge of the bow. You know, the funny thing is, I've genuinely never seen the entire movie Titanic. Now I'll watch it just on the off chance that I see that Great Dane and I'll go, there's the dog we talked about.
Well, I've seen half the Titanic, Mez, because I got kicked out of a cinema in Newcastle. Because I was there with my girlfriend, and about 30 minutes in, I've stood up and I've gone, I'll bring on the Berg! and that had me removed from a cinema. Mate, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Have you got anything to plug? When are you back in Sydney?
I'm doing shows for An Idiot's Guide to Wine Volume 2 in June at the Grand Electric. Keep an eye out for it if you want to come along and have a good time. Good laughs. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, mate.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.